Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Your Father, who sees in secret. This is what Jesus says to us tonight in our gospel lesson. This means, of course, that your Father sees that which no one else can see. That Jesus says this to us in order to comfort and to warn us as Christians. Did you hear it as a comfort or a warning? That your Father sees in secret. It's both. Lent is a season of penitence, is a season when God's law is preached in more deliberate and a focused sense. Your beliefs, your doctrine, your life, and your conduct are a part of God's name being holy or hallowed among us. It's tied to the kingdom of God coming amongst us. It's part of God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Sin disrupts it. Sin destroys it. Sin rots it from within. It is evil. It is bad. It is wrong. It is every other nasty word that you can come up for it. Sin. Your sin is evil. It threatens every single good thing in your life. Turn from it. Resist it. Flee from it. Change your life in order to refrain from it. These are all admonitions in line with what our Lord Jesus Christ says in his Sermon on the Mount. Your Father sees in secret. Where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. The cares and the concerns of this world seek to choke out your faith. And the world itself will apply pressure to you that nothing, absolutely nothing, other than constant attendance to hearing God's word and the regular reception of the sacrament of the altar can resist. The Lord's gifts of word and sacrament are your only defense. Would that it would be accepted, that you would accept that truth without qualifying it by some kind of reason or some kind of rationale crafted by the sinful nature and the unbelieving world around you. That really, God's word is your only lasting defense against the devil, the world, and the sinful nature. That your strength will never be enough. Your intellect will never be smart enough. Your friends and your family and all of your connections aren't enough either. Your many possessions and your treasures on this earth certainly will all be lost and cannot be trusted for help either. Just today, this afternoon, I heard a young boy right here in this front pew in our preschool chapel, a member of this congregation. I heard more faith from him in regard to the treasure that we have in heaven than I have heard in years. We were learning the story of the widow's mites, in which the widow puts in two small copper coins, equating to be a penny, as an offering. And Jesus, looking on, saw it and drew his disciples to him and said, "Look, she gave everything she had. All she had. All of it was an offering." So I asked the kids, How could this old woman give everything that she had? The young boy, full of faith in Christ, confessed because she trusted that Jesus would take care of her tomorrow. From the mouth of babes, amen. That where your treasure is, there your heart will be. That laying up treasures on earth for them to rot and decay from moth and rust, for thieves to break in and steal. That if your treasures are being stored up here and now, guess what? Your heart is not in heaven. It's on earth. The fallen earth. Because your heart is fallen. That your Father sees in secret and your conscience will bear witness to you. So repent, therefore. Return to the Lord your God. Rend your hearts and not your garments. Despise your sin instead of defending it or cherishing it. Your Father sees in secret. These words are words of comfort. Your Father. Jesus says that God, the God, who is God the Father, is your Father. He's not your enemy. He's not vindictive. But He is the Lord, your God, your Father, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, who relents over the disaster that sin earns. That is exactly what God's Word says. And His own Word is more powerful than your sin, because His Word can forgive your sin, and indeed this night it does it again. The Word grants forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, and indeed God is your Father. He's your Father because of Jesus. That the Gospel of John must say this in various ways at least 100 times. That you know the Father because you know Jesus. You can go to the Father because you can go to Jesus. That you know Jesus through the Word. The Scriptures have revealed Him to you. And since you know Him, you know the Father, who is Christ's Father. That Jesus has made that possible. At the end of this Lent, we will hear all the details. That Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the triune God, appeased His Father's wrath upon deserving sinners. That He earned deliverance. And He earned the Father's relenting over your sins. That the only reason you can have treasure stored up in heavenly places is by the Son, who alone can bring you to heavenly places. That by His once and for all blood sacrifice, He has made the way clear, atoning for your sins, opening the gates, and proving His work and His doctrine are true by rising from the dead. This means that when Jesus says, when you pray, pray this, Our Father, who art in heaven. He was speaking the truth. Our Father, your Father, mine, ours. By the bloody work of Christ, this is absolutely, most certainly true. So also His word of forgiveness for you tonight. Forgiveness earned by Christ, given out by Christ's own chosen way, His chosen means. The Father's will is that you would have the gospel tonight. That the means of the gospel give forgiveness and they bring you new life. Life that is not meant to be lived ensnared by the cares and the concerns of this world. New life that takes us from our wondering about our treasures here on earth, our money and our possessions, trying to store up more and more, and instead changes us into children of God with boldness and confidence, who say things like, Jesus will take care of me tomorrow, just like he did today. That new life which you have, that allows you to begin your prayers with our Father. And those prayers themselves lay up treasure in heaven. The good that you do unto each other, motivated by faith in Christ and made truly into good works by that same faith in Christ, those works also lay up treasure in heaven. That St. Peter in tonight's epistle gives you a list of good works, true treasures for heaven, which have been given to you by your Father who is in heaven. Virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love. True, selfless love, the kind of love that God the Father has shown you in sending His only begotten Son. Those treasures will not decay. Those treasures cannot be stolen away from you. So practice these things, and your Father will see them, that you will not lose your reward from Him, and you will not fall. God is your Father. You are His child, baptized into Christ, that first place where you had the sign of the cross marked on your forehead. Your life is now hidden away in Christ, who is the righteous one through whom you are declared righteous. And your Father who sees in secret is your loving Father, who is full of divine goodness and mercy, all for you. The Son of God is proof. He's your proof. The Son of God is your righteousness, your salvation, your holiness. The Spirit of the Father and the Son is your comforter, your helper. And that you have received that same Spirit of adoption as sons by whom you can call God your Father. That the entire triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, regards you according to what the work of Jesus has done. So flee sin and its hellish father, because you have a heavenly Father who loves you and invites you to pray with all boldness and with all confidence. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.